Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Your word, O Lord, is truth. Consecrate us in the truth. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus was teaching in the synagogue on the Sabbath, and a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God. But the leader of the synagogue, indignant that Jesus had cured on the Sabbath, said to the crowd in reply, "There are 6 days when work should be done. Come on these days to be cured, not on the Sabbath." The Lord said to him in reply, "Hypocrites, does not each one of you on the Sabbath untie his ox or his ass from the manger and lead it out for watering? This daughter of Abraham, whom Satan had bound for 18 years now, ought she not to have been set free on the Sabbath day from this bondage?" When he said this, all his adversaries were humiliated, and the whole crowd rejoiced at all the splendid deeds done by him. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia. 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 Jesus come on earth to give us life, not death. Give us spirit, the spirit of truth, the spirit of love. Jesus said he is the way, his life, his truth. For the first reading from Ephesians, Ephesus, chapter 4, the theme is, walk in love just as Christ. So St. Paul is teaching us to love in the way Jesus did on earth. Jesus have a merciful heart for all people. He gave a helping hand to all people. He loves unconditionally. He loves us not because we are good, just because we are not good. He loves us and more, not us more. Thank you, Jesus, that you always open your heart towards us. Please help us to open our heart towards you. Teach us to always listen to your word. You're always telling people, especially during the Last Supper, you pray for the disciples that we be consecrated in your word. So we are consecrated not only by the Holy Eucharist, also by the word of God. Let us learn every day, put the word of God in our heart. We don't have to spend hours just to pray. Well, we might. But most important is that whatever you do, imagine Jesus by your side. He's accompanying us. He's wishing us all the best. He's praying for us so that we can take all the opportunity to serve, to listen, to give a helping hand, forgive, to live in joy. This one is each one of us fully alive in Him. By trusting in divine providence, believing everything what happened is for our blessing. Thank the Lord for all this opportunity that we can follow Him, that we can have the Word of God in our heart. Jesus, consecrate us to You. Whatever we do, as the Lord says, as if You would do it.